Patient's last name is Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. First name is H-I-L-A-R-I-O. Date of birth is January 13, 1989. Date of service is January 16, 2024. Next to paragraph of referring physician is High Desert State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint, leg numbness. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 34-year-old male, come and see me previously, come on October 4, 2023. First up, a patient has numbness and tingling in the legs. First up, a patient had an EMG nerve conduction study with me that day. First up, it was a normal study. First up, since then, patient also had a brain MRI, thoracic MRI, and lumbar spine MRI. First up, a patient tells me that he's not getting weaker. First up, his legs feel strong. First up, he's been working out. First up, I still have some intermittent numbness in the feet and toes. So first up, however, they're not worsening. First up, they're not painful. First up, a patient does have chronic back pain, according to him. First up, next paragraph, a neurological examination, legs, strength of 5 out of 5 symmetrically. First up, a muscle bulk normal. First up, there's no atrophy. First up, gait examination is normal. First up, patient is able to walk without difficulties. So first up, next paragraph, diagnostic test, a brain MRI, November 28, 2023, it was an unremarkable non-contrast brain MRI study. First up, next number, a lumbar spine MRI done at November 27, 2023, it shows mild degenerative changes in L5-S1 without central stenosis or foraminal stenosis. Next number, a thoracic spine MRI done in November 27, 2023, shows no central stenosis. There's no central canal stenosis of the area. There's no foraminal. There's no neuroforaminal stenosis. So first up, spinal cord is normal. First up, next paragraph. Impression, toes numbness and tingling. First up, there's no the EMG nerve conduction study done in November 4, 2023 was normal. First up, there's no electrodiagnostic evidence for large fiber peripheral neuropathy. First up, the only other possibility is a small fiber peripheral neuropathy. First up, I would recommend to get some blood test for that to work out for metabolic disturbances. So first up, impression number two, the brain MRI, thoracic spine MRI, lumbar spine MRI shows no evidence of multiple sclerosis or disc compression. First up, there's no disc bulging. First up, however, the cervical spine MRI, the patient tells me that he just got it recently. First up, I don't have the report for that. So first up, I recommend the primary care to follow up on the cervical spine MRI to make sure there's no canal stenosis or multiple sclerosis on the cervical spine MRI. First up, I don't have the report today. First up, it was just recently done according to the patient. Next paragraph recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next paragraph recommend to follow up on the cervical spine MRI to make sure that it is normal and that there's no multiple sclerosis or spinal cord compression. Next paragraph, I would also recommend a metabolic workup to definitively evaluate for any metabolic disturbances, such as a comprehensive metabolic panel, Lyme antibodies, electrophoresis, protein electrophoresis, TSH, free T4, vitamin B12 level, folic acid level, set rate, and RPR, and rheumatoid factor blood test. Also check for diabetes, check for hemoglobin A1C. First up, next number. If all the blood tests are normal, then there's no metabolic causes. There's no significant metabolic causes for symptoms. Next paragraph. Recommend to let me know immediately if the symptoms worsen. First up, next this marks the inadaptation.